Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, my friends. Thank you for joining us today on this Wednesday edition. It is August 30th, 2006. We're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. George Humphreys, former Austin City Council member, 9/11 truth activist, researcher, author, documentary filmmaker, will be joining us in studio in the second hour. We will have wide open phones yet again today on any news item, any issue, any story, any question, any comment you wish to discuss. We don't screen your calls. We just ask that you be somewhat polite, and I'll attempt to be polite, though we can't always keep those game rules, even myself. The toll-free number to join us here on air is 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. And we'll get you up and on the air. Israel rejects UN blockade appeal. Russia rejects sanctions against Iran, tit for tat. Haaretz is reporting that a top general has now been named for possible war with Iran. That is their headline. Joel Skousen, World Affairs Brief's got a good report out here. Target Iran, here we go again. Meanwhile, Israel buys German nuclear-capable submarines. Iran test fires long-range missile. Interesting other reports here on the police state front. It's all coming up after the first break that we're going to have here in just a few minutes. And again, you can talk about whatever subject you wish to discuss, but I think that it would really be a waste of time if we got into the car individual. Now the police saying he lied about killing JonBenet Ramsey. And right on time, they've now busted the polygamous leader in Las Vegas. They have a new sex scandal story for us. Probably knew where he was the last 3 months as they hyped it up. But they've got a new diversion. The hurricane Ernesto, that ran into the Florida Keys, dissipated, didn't cause a lot of damage or deaths, thank God. So good news on that front as well. But I really think that we should skip all of the distractions and the diversions and talk about World War III. It doesn't matter if Iran is 9 years and a couple months away, according to the CIA's own official assessment last year, from having nuclear weapons or even a system to deliver them long range. It doesn't matter if the world doesn't want war. It doesn't matter if Iran is no threat compared to China and North Korea and Pakistan. That doesn't matter. The establishment wants a war to usher in their one-world government and distract populations domestically from the economy and the police state control grid that is being set up. So I want to talk to you, the listeners, predominantly about World War III. And whether you think we're going to see it or not, because if they go into Iran, that is a major regional war. Iran has already said they will block the Straits of Hormuz. They have already said that they will attack shipping in the shipping lanes surrounding their nation. And they're talking about, mainstream news is talking about oil at $300 a barrel, conservatively. Some are talking about even higher, some are talking about lower, but the average is $300 a barrel, what the analysts are predicting. If you think oil prices are high right now, it's $75 a barrel. Can you imagine what they would be at $300 and what that would do to our economy? Our economy is growing at about 3.5%. China's at over 10% as the trade deficit continues to widen. We'll plunge into all of the news and analysis on the other side of this quick break. Infowars.com is the website. I'm Alex Jones.
It's here.
Korea after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today on Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv. Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
According to a recent report by the National Institute of Health, high blood pressure is a major risk factor for heart disease and the chief risk factor for stroke and heart failure. It affects about 50 million Americans. That's 1 in 4 adults. Because many people have high blood pressure for years without knowing it, the American Heart Association calls it the silent killer. At ResearchedHerbs.com, we recognize your concern for your well-being. As your online partner in health, we are committed to empowering you with the resources you need to make informed health decisions about high blood pressure. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com to learn more about heart care, the widely researched natural herbal supplement for regulating blood pressure and maintaining optimum heart health. Did you know that the safety and effectiveness of heart care is backed by over 100 clinical trials and experimental studies? Act now. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call us at 1-800-845-3841 to start protecting yourself from the silent killer. That's 1-800-845-3841.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
This is from Haaretz, one of the major papers in Israel, and the headline, Defense Chief Names Officer to Prepare for Possible War with Iran. In an effort to upgrade Israel's preparedness for a possible confrontation with Iran, Israel's Defense Force Chief of Staff, Dan Halutz, has appointed Israeli Air Force Commander Major General Shakidi as the IDF's campaign manager against countries that do not border on Israel, primarily Iran. The appointment was made before the war in Lebanon. As part of his new responsibilities, Shakidi, if I'm pronouncing that correctly, will act as the GOC Iran Command. He will oversee battle plans and manage the forces if war breaks out, according to a security source. Shakidi will be the, quote, orchestra coordinator, that's their quote, coordinating the operational activity of Mossad and military intelligence with the IDF's various operational branches. The security sources noted that during the 91 Gulf War, the IDF did not basically advertise their campaign manager for Iraq. Instead, the IAF, the intelligence agencies, and the ground forces each operated within their own areas of responsibility and authority. So they did not advertise the name of their campaign or how they were running it or what they were going to do or how they would respond. This is one of the first times since Israel's birth in the late 1940s that they have had a actual named war leader and have actually named a enemy that they're discussing going to war with or attacking. This is very, very serious. I was babbling a bit through that because for some reason the browser that gets used in this office, Firefox, Mozilla, cuts stuff off. That's why even though Internet Explorer is used by 85% of the population still and lets viruses through, we should still use Internet Explorer because when we print these articles, it chops them up. But c'est la vie. Why am I talking about that on the air? It's just becoming more and more annoying. Another report here. Israel rejects UN blockade appeal. Reuters. Israel rejected a call from UN Secretary General Kofi Annan on Wednesday to lift its air and sea blockade of Lebanon, saying it would only end the seven-week-old siege once all elements of a ceasefire were in place. During an hour of talks with Prime Minister Ehud Olmert, Annan said he pressed for a lifting of the embargo imposed after the start of the war against Lebanon's Hezbollah guerrilla group on July 12th, mainly on economic grounds. At a news conference after the meeting, Olmert rebuffed Annan, saying any relaxation of pressure on Lebanon's ports and airspace dependent on the full implementation of UN Resolution 1701, which governs the ceasefire with Hezbollah. The resolution is a fixed buffet, and everything will be implemented, including the lifting of the blockade, as part of the entire implementation of the different articles, he said, which includes a 5,000-man UN-backed peacekeepers on the ground as far north as the border with Syria, so basically the takeover of that country. The establishment does not like it when a country becomes sovereign and democratic and starts having more terrorism than Israel in many of its cities. And so good old Hezbollah, as usual, stirring things up, gives Israel the excuse to come in and level large sections of the major cities, including their capital city of Beirut. Russia has rejected sanctions against Iran. Russia on Friday rejected any talk for now of sanctions against Iran, and France warned against conflict with Tehran, raising doubt whether it will face swift penalties for not halting nuclear work by an August 31st deadline, that is tomorrow. Responding to an offer of economic incentives to stop enriching uranium, Iran hinted that six world powers on Tuesday, it could curb its program as a result of talks to implement the package, but not as a precondition as they demanded. They reply seemed designed to crack the ramshackle united front of four Western powers and Russia and China behind the UN Security Council deadline. The West sees Iran's nuclear work as a looming threat to peace. Russia and China do not. And the average Westerner, the average American, we've talked a lot about this, does not know the history of Iran. They do not even know that 3 years ago, Iran agreed to total inspections, total occupation by United Nations investigators, all of their major industries being thoroughly surveilled with live cameras and live personnel. And the UN hailed them. The U.S. had to hail their previous leader, who was seen as a moderate. and who was openly supporting the existence of Israel, openly being friendly towards the West, and the West then told him, their last leader, well, if you'll just totally stop even your peaceful nuclear program for a few months, we'll make a deal with you and let you have a peaceful program. And they said, okay, we'll go ahead and voluntarily cease even our peaceful program that even in treaties is completely authorized in agreements. And then a year went by, and the West said, no, you're not allowed to now. You made an agreement. You're making nuclear weapons. And Iran went, wait a minute, you've got your inspectors everywhere. You know this is peaceful. You said that if we just waited a few months, you'd give us an agreement. You lied to us. And so that caused their previous, more moderate leader to be ejected, and for Ahmadinejad, a more hardline character, to be put into power. Now, the average American doesn't even know Ahmadinejad's name. They don't even know where Iran is in major national studies and polls. They can't even find it on a map. They just know it's some Arab over there we got to kill. Of course, they're not Arabs or Arabbers or whatever new name they're given by the illiterate population of dumbed-down serfs in this country. But, I mean, imagine being Iran. Imagine having the British come in at the turn of the 19th century, going into the 20th century, and maintaining control and grabbing control of your entire oil supply through British Petroleum. And then there is an elected leader that comes to power in 1950, Mohammad Mossadegh. He drives the communists out of the north of his country. He is educated in the West, pro-United States. This is all on record. Time Magazine Man of the Year. And he just simply told British Petroleum, listen, you're going to have to give us 25 to 30% of the oil revenue. Previously, they were paying the oil field workers slave wages, and that is the only money that Iran got to keep of their own oil. And when BP said, we're not going to even debate you, we're not even going to come to the negotiation table with you, we own all of your oil, because they previously had controlled it through a semi-colonial system. And Mohammad Mossadegh said, you know what, my people deserve schools, my people deserve support. And he said, I'm nationalizing the fields, we will still pay you a percentage of it. And so MI6 approached Kermit Roosevelt and the CIA. I talk a lot about this because this is what started everything. This is what started so many tracks in modern history in our society. And Kermit Roosevelt went in there with a small, less than 12-man team. They went in there with millions of dollars, tens of millions of dollars. They brag all about it in after-action reports. And for a couple months, they hired every criminal group, every radical Muslim group, and they went out and blew up mosques, shot people in the streets, bombed populations, printed up tens of thousands of handbills reading that Mossadegh had done it, as if it was a pro-Mossadegh handbill. And the radical Muslims, as usual, were used by the CIA to then storm with the army, which our government had subsequently paid off, which it already had a lot of British connection beforehand, just like Pakistan. And they went in and grabbed all of his ministers and cut their heads off in a public square. They took Mossadegh and imprisoned him for the rest of his life. And the Iranians all know about this, see. They know where the U.S. is on a map, and they know where England is on a map, and they know about Mohammad Mossadegh, and they know about stage terror, and they understand what happened. And then our government put in the Shah, and over 200,000 people were abducted and tortured to death. This is publicly admitted. 200,000 people from 1953 until 1979 disappeared, and people got real angry. But still, they lick our boots and let the UN run everything and make agreements, and the UN breaks them, and then they put a radical in who says, if you want to roll, let's roll. And the neocons go, good, just like we want it. Let's have World War III. And now our sons and daughters can die over there in what's coming up. Isn't that just precious?
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimony of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one of the 45 objectives of international communism was to have America become involved in free trade? Without tariffs on cheaply produced foreign goods, our manufacturing base, which would not be able to compete, would be forced to move their manufacturing plants overseas or to Mexico. This would throw millions of workers out of work and completely destroy the middle class that has made America great. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 and request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
Do you remember when you could eat most anything and not worry about it? Or maybe weight management has always been a problem. Are you frustrated, burned out, and tired of fad diets and marketing gimmicks that don't really work? Do you want a proven system, a long-term solution, to live a healthier lifestyle and properly manage your weight? At WeCanTogether.com, our approach is different. We focus on the whole you, personalized for your unique body composition, individual needs, and personal goals, not the cookie-cutter approach offered by others. Join today and have direct access to real people that are certified health and fitness professionals. Now there is help you can count on. WeCanTogether.com is the most complete, comprehensive wellness and training resource available on the web today. Visit us now and receive your free membership. Go to WeCanTogether.com. That's WeCanTogether.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around. And I'll keep this world from dragging me down. Gonna stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out.
Hey, welcome back. We're going to your calls right now. I just had a chance to see a new online video of an incident that happened just a few days ago again. This is happening every couple days in Arizona, in Texas, but predominantly in Los Angeles. You see the mainstream news articles where hordes of illegal alien Mexicans and their supporters and other foreigners go to even government buildings and take down American flags and stomp on them and burn them. Now, you'll see blurbs in the newspapers reporting on it like it's a good thing or no big deal or they're neutral. But never before have I seen the video of it. I mean, I see examples of this every week at least. But I've never seen video of it. We now have video in L.A. where the majority illegal alien city is chomping at the bit so bad to bring this country down, brought in by our government, to create the American Union. It's happening right now. That they go in, they pull down the American flag, they hoist the Mexican flag, and the police, who normally will arrest American citizens, this has happened in Arizona, who go and hoist the American flag back up, the police in L.A. do the right thing, and they actually hoist down the Mexican flag. But this is what we face, and the enemies of this country are out there with their Mexican flags. I mean, what do you expect Americans to do? Do you expect us just to love this? This is pathetic. I'm getting sick of it. Why do you think we're so mad? Linda in Rhode Island. Linda, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I have a sister-in-law in L.A.
Yes.
And I'm really worried about her. As far as that goes, I think they're going to be stormed and looted. As far as the World War III, yes, it's coming. I have two boys, 27 and 25, and I know they're going. I see it coming, and they're going to remove all of our healthy children and men from 18 to 42 out of this country. That's how you destroy a country. And then the people that are left here, the children, the old women, the old people, they're coming after us with a vengeance. There are some very evil people that are controlling all this. I read. I listen to you, and this is scary.
What do we do about it? What are solutions?
I'm trying to wake everybody up right now as I speak. I am burning DVDs, but I'm just getting crucified in this town. People are hating on me, calling me unpatriotic. I ought to be shot. They're ready to call the local mental hospital. I mean, this is the reaction that I'm getting.
Where are you going? What individuals, I mean, give us the average type of person that's saying you need to be shot because that's a threat whenever someone threatens you.
Well, I did go to the police with that because I had him on video, but they said that because he didn't say, I'm going to shoot you, it's okay to say you ought to be shot.
Where were you when this happened?
I was, he left a message on my cell phone because I've been putting little messages in a local newspaper here trying to warn people of things, and I've been told that some of the things that I'm putting in, I have to put my phone number, so I do. And one person called me, and I know who he is. He lives right up the road.
Well, the paper can't make you put your phone number in there. That's ridiculous.
Well, they have told me to because of some of the things that I'm...
Well, this is how tyranny works, is... People who aren't even in the government try to enforce the system on the people, and you need some support. Where are you in Rhode Island?
I'm as far northwest as you can get. And as a matter of fact, I'm right up against Douglas State Forest in Massachusetts. And I
What town are you in? What town are you
in? Oroville.
Well, since your number's already in the paper, would you like to give us your name and your phone number so people in Rhode Island, we have a big listenership there, can call you and support you?
Absolutely.
Give people your number.
My name is Linda, and my number is 401-323-2988. And I could sure use some support.
Sure. No, we need to get everybody together. You know, it's sad that it has to be our women out there fighting for this country
I would have been 16, but I wish you were one of my boys.
Give us your number again for those that missed it.
401-323-2988.
All right. I hope people there in Rhode Island will come to your assistance, and then you can go out together and give out the DVDs and put the information in the paper. You keep it up. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Dry, cracked heels used to be a real problem for me, especially in the summer when I wear sandals. My husband would say, "Your heels are like sandpaper." But then my podiatrist gave me Calyx ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and smooths cracked heels and calluses using natural enzymes. Calyx never stings or burns and made my heels baby soft. Now they look and feel great. If you have calluses or dry, cracked heels, try Calyx ointment. You can find it at Walgreens and Long's in the foot care section.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
Every week I get little clippings from letters to the editor, both pro and con, covering the work we do here. National radio hosts, newspapers, publications say that I'm probably with Al-Qaeda, I'm probably a terrorist. How dare I criticize the government? Criticizing the government is not patriotic. Of course, that's the exact opposite of what patriotism is. Our founding fathers warned us over and over again that government is an evil master and must be chained, must be controlled by the people. The government should not be trusted. And look at all the legions of crimes that have been committed. But for the average lazy person out there, it's easier just to say the government's perfect. None of us should be involved in politics. Just go to sleep. Don't be informed. Don't be involved. If you criticize hordes of illegal aliens all over the country, hatefully pulling down American flags and stomping on them and urinating on them in public and burning them, you are a racist if you try to put the American flag back up. I mean, that's really happening. If you're against the American Union, the North American Union, and getting rid of our borders and blanket total amnesty, you're evil. If you're against gun control, you're evil. If you are against the Iraq war, now going into 3.5 years plus, you're evil. The only good American is a stupid cheeseburger-eating, television-watching person who has no idea what's even going on. You're supposed to affix a plastic flag made in China by sweatshop laborers or slaves to your car and just mindlessly feel good and then send threatening emails or letters or phone calls to women who are out trying to warn the public. That's what this country has turned into. And for all those people that defend this system, for all the people that, you know, that think they're part of the system and think that everything's okay, all of the basic tenets and canons and pillars of our society and our supposedly free civilization are being destroyed, are being decimated, are being removed, are being laid waste right now. Our future is extremely dire. Let's talk to Dave in Pennsylvania. Dave, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hello, Alex. I've been making a lot of copies of your films. I've been passing around to a lot of people. Plus, I've got one of your shirts, and I get a lot of strange looks from people. It's the Mass Murderers T-shirt. And there's a few points I was going to bring up. Did you happen to catch the advertisement on ABC about this new movie that they're going to be presenting on September the 10th called The Path to 9/11, based upon the 9/11 Commission's report? I call it the false path to 9/11 myself.
Yeah, there's a major propaganda push going on everywhere to reaffirm the official story, and I have read about it and read the synopsis of that program and others that are going to be airing in the next week and a half.
And also, last night on Coast to Coast, George Norrie had an interesting gentleman on there, a young guy, 20 years old. His name is Sean Morrow. He has a website, worldthreats.com, and he takes the position like, oh, the government is innocent in any of this stuff that's happened. He takes a very opposite approach as far as the way how he analyzes and looks at things, and I think he'd be a very interesting guest for your show sometime in the future.
Yeah, but it sounds like a fairy tale. Why would I want to interview somebody putting out a fairy tale?
But the thing I couldn't understand was the way how George was just going along with this guy, where normally George would like take a different stand when it comes to some of these things that this guy was doling out, keeping the Bin Laden myth alive, saying, oh, he's still alive, where we all know that he's apparently out of this picture altogether.
Well, I mean, the government doesn't have him on the wanted list. He hasn't been indicted. The CIA number three man says they don't want to catch him, but I guess according to this guy, he's going to get us any minute unless we give all our freedoms up.
And this gentleman also apparently hasn't read the PNAC documents, nor Operation Northwoods, nor the Grand Chessboard by Zbigniew Brzezinski, and as far as what these evil people are really up to doing without most of us out here knowing what's actually really going on. Keep up the great work. You're a godsend, Alex.
Well, thank you, my friend. Yeah, I haven't been on Coast to Coast AM in about 3 months. I need to get back on that show. I don't call them up and beg to go on, but I'm should be getting a phone call here pretty soon. I got contacted a few weeks ago, and they said they'd probably be having me on soon. We'll see if that happens. I need to get on there, and really, with this anniversary of 9/11 coming up, put out the truth on that very important national broadcast. Let's go ahead and talk to Ken in New York. Ken, you're on the air.
Good morning, Alex.
Hi.
You know, your monologue, you're talking about the Middle East and the Near East and the warmongers in the Bush administration. They want us to fight over there eventually. And I just read an article in today's Daily News where Rumsfeld, again, is making the comparison that anyone who was against the Iraq occupation and our continued presence over there and all the other plans that they're building up to is just like appeasing Hitler. They keep on using the Hitler analogy. And the real war is right here on our soil with the illegal immigration issue and the North American Union and all this stuff. And listening to your interview with Buchanan a couple of days ago, he said one of the things that we can do, like that woman you spoke to in Rhode Island, the first caller, is to take action, whatever action we can take. So the elections are coming up in November, and I made a quick list here of the senators who voted for the treason bill, which I like to call it Senate Bill 2611, to grant amnesty to the illegal aliens. Four of the Republicans that voted for Senate Bill 2611 are up for re-election in November. Richard Lugar from Indiana, Michael DeWine from Ohio, Olympia Snow from Maine, and Lincoln Chafee from Rhode Island. So like Buchanan said in your interview with him, that regardless of how good anybody is on any issue, although none of the ones I see listed here are that good anyway, but don't even think about voting for any one of those Republicans. And these
That's right. If you're going to be free, it isn't going to be free, and that means you're going to have to learn how these traitors are voting.
Absolutely. And here are the 10 Democrats that voted for 2611. Akaka from Hawaii, Bingaman from New Mexico, Cantwell from Washington, Harper from Delaware, Clinton from New York, Conrad from North Dakota, Feinstein from California, Kennedy from Massachusetts, Cole from Wisconsin, and Lieberman from Connecticut, who's already been somewhat defeated. And three Democrats that voted against 2611 are up for re-election. Nelson from Nebraska, Byrd from West Virginia, and Stabenow from Michigan. So, you know, it's interesting. The woman from Rhode Island called, and Lincoln Chafee is one of the senators up for re-election. He's being challenged in a primary by a conservative. And the National Republican Senatorial Committee has already come down on the side of Lincoln Chafee. So this
Well, they've always, I mean, they've come out against Tom Tancredo. They tried to get Ron Paul defeated.
Right.
And it's because the conservative constituents are dumb as dirt, and they don't understand that Bush is a Republican in name only, known as a rhino. Thanks for the call.
Thank you, Alex.
You bet. Good to hear from you, Ken. Let's go ahead and talk to Charles in California. Welcome.
Hi, yes. First, I'd like to make two statements in support of the movement, and then I have one issue I'd like to plead over with you, and then I'd like to make a comment on Skull and Bones. But first, I'd like to say Linda is a patriotic American. She is a proud and strong woman, and we should all salute her.
For those that just joined us, she's been in Rhode Island the last few months giving out DVDs, writing letters to the editor. She's got people calling her up, threatening that she should be shot at her home, and the police won't help her.
Yeah.
Because they want to let the brown shirts have their way, because this is how the intimidation works.
Okay, the first statement. People can use the Windows program DVD Shrink to fit DVD 9s onto single-layer DVD recordables. It is freeware and available with an online search. Also, I suggest using DVD-R as opposed to DVD plus R, as it has compatibility issues with older players. This can be used, for example, on TerrorStorm. Secondly, I urge all members of the Truth Movement to actively visit Google Video and YouTube so that we can collectively, as a whole, rank up pertinent materials while ranking down materials that do not
Yeah, let's
through.
Let's be clear. Yeah, somebody running around drunk, falling into a mop bucket, shouldn't have 20 million viewers. Things like TerrorStorm should. And when you visit these videos online, it drives them up to the top of the list where the hundreds of millions, and it was hundreds of millions of people, have now gone to YouTube and even more going to Google Video. We need to drive it up to the top.
That's correct, because it gets awareness as a whole up for everyone. Then the issue I'd like to plead with you about is perhaps re-encoding the PrisonPlanet.tv files to a higher codec, a higher quality codec such as DivX or XVID, as this makes it easier for first-time viewers to see visual artifacts like the squibs on the WTC buildings.
What is that, DivX and what?
DivX and XVID, they use more CPU time to get a smaller file size, but at a higher visual quality.
Sure. You know, we can always use everybody's tips. Just send those to Ryan at InfoWars.com or Aaron at InfoWars.com. I got to move on. Thank you. Thank you, sir, for the call. Some good strategies, some good ideas. Yeah. The web is now media-wise bigger than the mainstream media, but it's fractured into a million-plus pieces. But Patriot truth-telling information is now one of the biggest sectors in that arena, and we are rising quickly. So all of you out there that are emailing your friends and family, that are going on to message boards, that are going on to MySpace, continue it. Continue lobbying for liberty and freedom. Every mind we free is one step closer to defeating the global crime syndicate. Let's talk to Anthony in Arizona. Anthony, you're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex. I wanted to know what you think Bush's role in the New World Order really is like. Is he just a blackmail puppet, or is he, like, higher up?
Well, they don't need to blackmail Bush, but they always have compromising material on anybody they let get into the higher rungs of power, and they're at the very highest levels of New World Order management. There is then one more level above them of the actual think tank experts and those that come up with the policies but they come up with the ways to implement policies, and then there's a tiny elite above them who decide on what the major goals are and how to shape the planet. So Bush is just a high level puppet.
Oh, I see. And I wanted to thank you for waking me up and stuff.
Well, I appreciate you, sir. What else is on your mind?
That's about it.
Well, I appreciate it. Let me just recap a top story. One of the largest Israeli papers, second largest, Haaretz, is reporting off official press releases that the Israeli military has appointed a war chief for the military operations against Iran and are openly saying they may attack Iran any day, any week, any month. They're saying the attack could come any time. This is extremely serious, and the new deadline is set for tomorrow for Iran to cease all uranium enrichment. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's talk to, who's up next here? Okay, Nathan, where are you calling us from today?
Kentucky.
Welcome, sir.
Thank you. Alex, I had two questions. One about the national ID card. Is this thing something that's already unstoppable? And if it is, what should people do about it?
Number one, nothing is ever unstoppable. Number two, it is being implemented right now. Would you like to stay on hold, or would you like me to let you go and give you your answer, or do you have any other questions?
One other question is, I watched Terror Storm recently with a friend of mine, and he's very skeptical about the whole New World Order theory, and mm-hmm. he just doesn't, like a lot of people, can't grasp. He doesn't understand how such a big thing can be. Hidden,
well,
really
it's not a theory. Well, I mean, again, well, finish your question. Sorry.
I'm sorry, but like a lot of people, he just can't accept that something so big can be going on and not be widely known, even though it is widely known. How can you further approach those people to help them wake up?
Sure, I appreciate your call. Let me answer the second question first. It's a really central question. It's seminal that when you're talking to somebody that you explain to them, well, first, you're not trying to make them feel like they're dumb, but you need to ask them basic geography questions. You need to ask them, how many continents are there? And in national studies, the vast majority of Americans do not know how many continents there are. And they'll say, what are you trying to make me look like I'm dumb? And you go, no. The point is, you don't even know how many continents there are. No one had to hide that from you. You never sought that out. And through the educational system, they deliberately didn't teach you that. Okay? You know, they'll spend maybe 20 minutes on the continents in one lesson in seventh grade, and then they'll spend hundreds of hours on how we all have to be guilty and how America's bad and how, you know, all this multicultural stuff. They don't teach them basic facts anymore. People say education is broken. It's not broken. It's designed to dumb you down. It's designed to create mindless idiots. It's designed to create people who don't have any grasp on the world. And it's designed to never give you a love of information, to never give you a idea of how exciting real political analysis is and how exciting geography is, and how exciting history is, and how exciting oceanography is, or how exciting all the sciences are. This is incredible stuff. I mean, if I wasn't fighting the New World Order, that's all I'd be doing was studying science and information and history. It's amazing. It's better than any fiction. But I'm already digressing. Let me attempt to answer the questions in the 2 minutes we got left in this segment. First off, they say, how would you keep something like this secret? And then you answer them, well, how many continents are there? When they don't know, you go, I'm not trying to make you feel like you're dumb. You're just uninformed. You don't even know the makeup of our planet that you live on. But you then say, how could you keep this secret? Okay, well, just as you don't know where Iraq is on a map, or how many continents there are, or who the second president was, or what the Third Amendment, or the Fifth Amendment, or the Ninth Amendment, or the Tenth Amendment, much less the First Amendment is, you just don't know about the real world because it was never presented to you on television, or you were never taught it. You were taught all about the Hollywood stars and what they like to eat for dinner. You know all about that, or what kind of cars they drive. You just have been diverted and distracted. So if someone doesn't believe there's a world elite, it's because they don't know basic history. They don't know there's always elites scheming and engaged in conspiracies to dominate and consolidate and expand their control. Then you can go online and pull off David Rockefeller's own quotes where he says, we're creating a one-world government, we're going to take your freedoms, and then if they don't believe the printout, you can say, come with me, and you march him into a major library, and you pull up David Rockefeller's autobiography written 3 years ago, and you open it to the page, and you go, read it! And they go, okay, maybe that's true, but other stuff isn't. And then you just start walking them through it. If they and if they don't want to spend the time with you to find out it's true, then you move on. Let the dead bury the dead. Dust off your feet. You know, just as Christ said, do not waste your time throwing pearls. That's what the information is. It's more valuable than diamonds and pearls and rubies. Do not throw precious jewels in front of pig people. Okay? Do not waste your time. You're lovingly trying to warn them. If they don't want it, move on to people that want help. So, I'll try to answer this other question when we get back.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
With us coming up in the next segment, and of course we'll take that video interview and put it up on PrisonPlanet.tv for all the members and put it on local Austin television as we try to attack the New World Order from different angles. I want to finish up with his the first question that gentleman was talking about, the national ID card. You know, is it a done deal? Can we stop it? This is how the globalists do everything. They camouflage it. In the legislation, it states it's a national ID card. It says there'll be internal checkpoints where they're going to check these. Life will be like it is in the airports. I've got Governor Ridge on tape back when he was Homeland Security Director saying that. It's called the Real ID Act, and it was passed over a year ago. It was passed in early 2005, and by 2008, by law, it must be implemented in all 50 states. Now, most states had already implemented it. Texas was National ID Card compliant in 1993 under National ID Card executive orders, but they always like to codify it then congressionally if they can. And it's biometric face scan, thumb scan. Now they're going to add an RFID to it. And when you read it on the SPP.gov website with the North American Union, it states that it's being unified with Mexico and Canada in the same international database, and this is the American, North American Union ID card. So it's not just a national ID card, it's a North American ID card. It will also serve to be swiped whenever you make a purchase, because we're now going to have a national sales tax that's going to be graduated depending on how much money you make. And their claim is, they're already saying this officially in strategy papers the feds have put out, that they've got to stop wealthy people, the people that are in the 15, 20, 25% sales bracket, from going and getting, quote, poor people to go make purchases for them who will be in the zero sales tax percentage bracket. So hence, you must swipe your card. Then they must check how much you're buying according to your income to make sure this isn't going on. This is Neil Bortz and other people's, quote, solution to the income tax, which they're going to keep and rename as the Social Security tax. They're going to bust it down to about 10% and then jack it up from there. You'll actually have now two horrible new taxes. They're going to have federal regulators involved in all websites, all shopping carts, all hot dog stands, restaurants, clothiers. It doesn't matter. Everything will have this. This is the official plan. They have big summits about ID cards in Chicago and London, and it's in the official minutes of it. And it's the total official plan, just like I told you in 96. When I saw an official industry plans that AT&T and others, all the major phone companies, had gotten $9 billion, that by October 1st, 2001, it was a law that was passed, but the government gave $9 billion to implement putting in NSA hubs into all telecommunications, and then you finally heard about it earlier this year with, quote, AT&T has whole floors and all their major offices that are NSA-run. That was because one employee blew the whistle, then they declared national security and told the employee they'd be arrested if they talked anymore, and the media acts like it's some big breaking news story. Every telecommunications hub is NSA-run. It isn't the NSA's listening. It is the NSA. You understand? It is the NSA. They have whole floors locked off with NSA officers and private contractors, everything going through the grids. So that's what's happening there. We're going to end this hour, come back with George Humphreys. And on the other side, we'll also be taking your calls, getting into the Iran war coming up. How can we hopefully stop it, and a lot more. Before I end this hour, don't forget, coming up next week on the 5th, 6th, and 7th, I'm going to be showing my new film, Terror Storm, at the Alamo Draft House, also giving a speech, 7 p.m. each night. Then I go to New York. I come back on the 12th. Then on the 13th and 14th, we'll also show at the Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. If you're listening all over the country and want to get a copy of Terror Storm, the official Terror Storm is out with 66 minutes of extras on it as well, over 3 hours long total, most powerful film I've ever produced, and you can call toll-free to get it, 1-888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or order via the Safe Secure Online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com, or you can simply watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv for 15 cents a day. It's a great activist tool. Go up there and download all my films, burn them to disk, and start the InfoWar going to a new level. We can crush the enemy. We're going to crush the enemy. We're unstoppable. When you believe you're unstoppable, you are unstoppable.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.